This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Any time is a good time to break a bad habit. Could be making improvements to your routine at home. Maybe it's your job performance. Could be physical health, financial health. The time to make a positive change for your future right now. But Scott, only 33% of Americans have a written financial plan. So a lot of people winging it when it comes to spending. And how could we break the bad habit of living without a budget, Scott?
How to break a bad habit. It'd be like telling me not to have cake and ice cream, and I love cake and ice cream. You know, breaking that habit is, you have to first come to a point, do I want to break a bad habit? And that's where it comes in the area of money. When you start to see your money dwindling down, maybe it's time to put the brakes on, make a sound right here, and I want to hear a car screeching. Put the brakes on and then say, okay, I need help. Maybe you get some help. A lot of people don't think they need help. They think they got it in control, but sometimes the wives or the husbands know better. And so again, knowing there's a problem is the start. Like Alcohol Anonymous, knowing there's a problem, we can start from that. Then of course, the next area is once you understand there's a problem, okay, a budget. And that I call that the cuss word. So you got six letters in the word budget. And as you think about the word budget, are you spending too much? It'll catch you. And I tell our clients before they retire, I love to meet people before they retire, either they're new to us or maybe they're heading into retirement. What I like to do is give them a budget sheet. And if they get a budget sheet, I ask them almost like the best place to put it on the refrigerator so they can see it. Alex, my mom and dad, I have to use this example as a habit. A good habit or a bad habit. They did have a budget on this, on the sheet. I think it was for us, my sister and I. But the most important thing is my dad did the bills. My dad ended up telling my mom, literally saying to my mom, I remember when I was younger, Joan, you're going to write the bills out. You're going to see what we're spending. Because when dad does it all the time, she didn't know what was going out. So mom would go out and buy things and just spend money. Well, haphazardly. And I think the challenge, Alex, what I see more often than not is one person is a Scrooge.
Poppycock. Balderdash.
And the other person is, spendthrift. They having a blast. And I think that's where the challenge is when a married couple start to argue about money, whether they're young or now they're in retirement. And now that, Alex, we're facing real crunch called inflation, money goes much faster and you have to keep an eye on the budget. So mom and dad had a budget on the board, which I tell my clients and people meeting us for the first time, let's have a budget. Let's get together 3 to 6 months before you retire and see if you can stay within your budget. Let's start spending that money now. Alex, this is a hard process, but a powerful process if people are out there. So if they're doing this, I don't know if this answers your question. I hope it answers some of you out listening. But if you're fixing to go into retirement, put a budget together and just watch. And you're allowed to make mistakes. Why? Because you're going to. But when you make the mistakes, you're going to learn where they are. And I can tell you, it'll catch you when you're making those mistakes, and you'll be able to kind of figure out what you need to work on. So breaking that habit.
Well, and Scott, one of those mistakes is just being complacent, not making adjustments to your portfolio, not paying attention to fees that you're paying, and, you know, keeping money with financial institutions just because it takes you time to explore other options. So how can working with you really avoid being too complacent with your retirement savings?
I think whether it's with me or with their current financial advisor or with anybody they're working with, if they're not asking to see what's going on, and maybe you're not humble enough, if you're out there listening, maybe you're not humble enough to ask for help. Maybe it's time to get a little bit humble and say, you know what? Maybe I need some help, because procrastination is like a friend of mine says, you know, what does procrastination mean? Well, I'll tell you tomorrow. They put it off until later. I think the challenge is, again, looking at your numbers, not putting it off, and then getting help for someone who's, you know, what this is all I do for a living is work with people and guide them, not tell them, not dictate what to do, but guide them into some making some smart decisions with their money so they don't run out of money before they run out of life. And that's the challenge I find.
And Scott, people want to reach out for more information. How could they do that?
Man, I'd love to be able to speak to you off the air. You were able to give us a call at our studios, 609-488-4646. Let me help you out before you give our studios a call. Is might want to write down some questions before you call. That way you're really prepped with maybe some, I really need help in this area. Now, again, you want to give our studios a call at 609-488-4646. Bonnie at my office will make a time for us to speak if I'm in meetings. But I can tell you, I appreciate those of you that maybe just need a little help in that area. By the way, Alex, sidebar real quick.
Yeah.
I had a lovely couple come in. They do taxes with us. They did their will, power of attorney, living will. They did their trust with us. But the gentleman, 81 years old, wife, 86 years old, came in today. Now, they've been doing taxes and their estate plan with us for now going on 7 years. He's 81. We sat down today, just today, as we were speaking to each other, and I was amazed they came back in. So I asked, I said, you know, guys, how can I help you? What can I help you with? And he goes, my husband, the wife, the beautiful lady, she said, Scott, my husband needs help. I said, well, y'all still like each other? And they said, yeah. Well, they started cracking up. I said, well, I'm so happy. I said, what kind of help you need? He goes, well, I think my husband's maybe forgetting things. And I'd like to know how to get all of my required minimum distribution tax-free, because my girlfriend just put a kitchen in and she pays no taxes. What I'm getting at for those of you listening right now is a misunderstanding from listening to others. In other words, they don't know her income. Maybe she's in a zero tax bracket and she took money out of her IRAs and it didn't really bother her tax bracket. In this client's case, they have over $2 million and the market has been really evaporating their accounts, and they have to pull out $55,000 in RMD money this year. And they want me to help them, of course, give them the holy grail, no taxes. Well, that dog don't hunt. So I had to walk through the process of A, what they're hearing from other people. B, maybe your husband needs to change the way he invests. And he looked at me and he said, Scott, I think I need help. His wife looked at him almost with like, who is this guy? He never asked for help. He knew he was at the point he needed help. And I said, well, who do you need help from? Would you like it from me? Are you looking for another advisor? Scott, we've been with you for so many years. You've never tried to sell us anything. Frankly, you never even asked us to do business with you until we felt comfortable. And that's why we liked coming here, because you didn't twist our arm. Well, we finally discovered today that not only was his investments risky, but he was investing, Alex, in a CDs at 2% when he could get right now in different vehicles guaranteed 4.5% right now. Right, if you're listening to right now, I'm telling you, as of this show, I guess this show, Alex, I don't know the date of this show, but as of this show, and you might want to give our studios a call at 609-488-4646 to find the latest rates, because the rates have been getting better. But they said, you mean I can get that kind of money guaranteed? I said, yes, I'm not even going to, there's no fees, no cost, and I can take the money out. And if I pass away, it's all completely liquid. It's not tied up like these other types of vehicles. They were tickled pink. His wife looked at me, she says, Scott, this money isn't for us. It's for my children and grandchildren. What am I going to say to her? When you get your RMD, why don't you enjoy the children and give them some money, and maybe they'll really appreciate, especially in this inflationary time. And of course, crazy market in. Again, habits. They have the money, but their best friend probably didn't have the money. Their best friend was not paying taxes, but maybe, and I know they're paying tremendous taxes. So we're able to work the tax structure out and educate her. And finally, they came to the point where the husband said, Scott, we need help. So if you're out there and you're thinking, you know what? Perhaps I need help. Perhaps you want a second opinion. Probably all smart people get second opinions. Frankly, when my mom and dad got cancer, we didn't get a second opinion. We got a third and fourth opinion before I said, I think enough is enough. We need to take action. I don't know if you're out there thinking about that, but I can tell you, this is not a time to procrastinate. It's like our nation. What do you call a country that pushes off everything until the last minute? I call that procrastination. You're putting things off. Don't do that to your finance. Alex, I don't know if that's real clear to people, but, no, but I hope you speak to many audiences, Alex, you speak to people around the United States, and I appreciate your time with your media company, that you're helping me guide these people to make sound decisions with their money. But it comes to number one, realizing you need help, as we spoke about. Number two, coming to the conclusion, who's best to help me? And number three, don't just run to the first guy and gal you meet. Make sure there's a track record. They look at the taxes, the estate planning, and the investment, because this is holistic investing, not simplistic investing, to have so you can sleep well at night knowing that your money's in a very good place.
Well, and Scott, you don't want to wait too long either. There's so much involved here. When you're talking about fees, you're talking about tax efficient strategies. There's certain windows of time that are so important when you're talking about retirement.
Oh yeah.
And so there's just so many details here, and that's why it is just so important for people not to procrastinate, to not get complacent. Some real key words here today. But again, your message to the folks out there, if people are sitting there and they haven't acted, again, reiterate why you can be somebody, whether it's a first option, maybe a second opinion, but can just help explain the different nuances that need to be addressed.
Alex, you couldn't have said that better. For those listening right now, I'd like to offer you a unique opportunity to say, you know what? I think I'd like to get a second opinion. I'd like to pop in and give them ideas if you're out there. You know what? Best way, maybe make a phone call. This way you don't feel like you're getting twisted or sold or coerced into buying something. When I do workshops, and if you haven't been to my workshops, we usually do workshops on a monthly basis. We do two or three workshops a month, if not four workshops. Since COVID was around, we were doing almost one workshop a week, and we were educating people. Not one meeting did we ever ask to buy a product, to do a service. Let's just have a conversation. And if people have been to our website, Alex, which is 609-488-4646.com, go there right now. I encourage, if you're listening right now, 609-488-4646.com, take a look at our website. And the reason why I tell you that is because you're going to be able to see what we're about if you go about us. And you'll see a wonderful, wonderful, we made this during COVID to help people understand, hey, we want to help. And Alex, this is my 41st year. We don't beg or bug anybody. As I call my staff, we pleasantly persist if you want our help. If not, we're still here. So if you decide you want a second opinion, or like the family today, they just want to revisit, well, why don't you just come in? But if you're on the website right now, 609-488-4646, I encourage you to click that button where it says contact us, and you'll see where a button says our team. Contact us, click on our team, and you'll see a video of a couple of our clients, and I think that'll help you.
Scott McLean, McLean Tax Advisory Group. More financial insanity on the other side.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
It truly is not about how much you make. It's how much you can keep that really counts. It's less about the number of dollars you've saved, more about the strategies you use with those savings. Because really, Scott, as you know, money's got to be moving in the same direction for a singular purpose, your retirement. What are some things we can do to get our money moving in the right direction?
Take control of it. Number one, it would be taking control of your money. Where's it going? We talked about budget. We talked about how much you're going to live. For those people going into retirement, looking at your numbers. And then taking control of your money leads to another being consistent. And of course, usually in every family, if you're still married or have a significant other, maybe a partner, who's watching the beans? Who's counting the beans? And are we really paying attention to the dollar? Now, this is basic to all y'all listening to this right now. Very basic. But the problem is it gets out of hand by really not paying attention. I'll never forget Dad and Mama. And of course, my dad did the bills and Mom was always yelling because they wanted to buy things. And Dad said, look, Joan, throws her the checkbook and said, here, Joan, you do it. You handle the checkbook. Boy, what a... I know you guys out there are probably laughing like Alex is, but you know what? Time and consistency. If you've been doing it all the time and maybe your loved one out there is not doing it, they need to be involved because one y'all just might pass away. And if you pass away now, they're actually through the college manual into their hands and they aren't even in kindergarten. In other words, you passed the baton, but they're not ready to run. And I think this is a good time to have a discussion about it, especially for your kids. I think when I wrote a program with Citibank and wrote a called a financial program, a literacy course, Alex, I'm not sure if I mentioned that to you, but in designing this program, it's how money works for kindergartens right up to high school. And of course, no one would take it. But again, time and consistency, taking control of your money, knowing what, and maybe adjusting your lifestyle. And that brings me to a funny thing. When we were speaking off the air a second ago, Alex, you mentioned what your clients are doing. I just had a couple of clients that have significant money in the bank and in their investments, and they've invested with us. And it's funny, they both came in at the same time today. One came in and the other client was leaving, and a good friend of ours. All my clients are great friends. And I said, y'all are two peas in a pod. And they looked at me like, what do you mean, Scott? I said, y'all are cheap. You're very cheap. And then my staff said, Scott, they're frugal. Yeah, just like me. They go to the thrift store. They buy secondhand stuff for the kids, secondhand books, secondhand toys, because they know they're going to blow. I just like laughed. I just was so amazed and enamored of these two ladies that were leaving and their husbands were with them and they're both cracking up. And are you frugal out there? In times like this, you're going to hear this. Mom, can I borrow some money? Dad, we're kind of a little behind. Can you help us out? When you get those calls, you really need to know your budget. You need to have control in your money, and you need to have enough nerve, or I say to some guys, testosterone shots or estrogen shots for you women, to say the cuss word. And the famous cuss word my dad always said to me, not always, by the way, but I should say many times, no. He might not give me the answer why, but of course I would prod him because I wanted to know why. But most of the time he would go in depth. Let me tell you why, son. And in my book, I spoke about it in chapter 11. My first loan I got from my dad, Alex, I don't know if he told you this, but I bought it a bicycle. And I knew my dad had money, and at least I thought he had a lot of money. And he said, I said, Dad, my friends have a Schwinn bicycle. Can I get a Schwinn bicycle? He looked at me and we were at dinner time. He said, sure, son. How much you got? Well, well, their dad's bought them. I said, well, son, you got a birthday coming up. Maybe I'll help you a little bit. And of course, my mom chimed in and says, no, you pay for it. Well, dad only have $50 and the bike I want's 110. Can I borrow it? Now, all I was thinking about is getting that bike, Alex, nothing else. You know what my dad did? Right there, he said, Joan, which is my mom, give me a piece of paper. Grabbed a piece of paper and he started writing on it. And he started writing on this piece of paper. And I looked at him, Dad, what are you doing? Don't worry about it, son. Son, what kind of bike do you want? I want a blue Flandria. You do? Okay. 10 speed? Yeah, Dad. All my friends have Schwinns and I can't afford it. All right, son. He then finished writing. He said, here, I'm going to loan you the money at 10% and you're going to pay me back $10 a week over the next 6 weeks. Oh, by the way, whatever the tax is, we'll add on to this. And then he said to me brilliantly, as he held the paper in the air and showed it to me as what the words were, very simple. And son, this is not, I don't trust you. This is an agreement between you and I, just in case I forget. He instilled to me at a very young age, if they're going to loan me money, I'm going to pay it back. And boy, did he hit home. By the way, if you're going to give your kids money, look at your budget. And I know that's really big right now. I've spoken to many families and some of you, it wouldn't even hurt you to give them tons of money. And thank God for you. You're blessed. But there's other people out there that are going to give your right arm and your left leg just to help your kids out. And then you're going to suffer in case maybe your loved one dies. You lose your Social Security, your husband's Social Security, your wife's Social Security. I should say your spouse's Social Security. You lose it. And now you lost that big nest egg, that big check. It's not coming in anymore. But then you loan the money out or you started giving it away freely because everything was fine. This is, again, A, not knowing your budget, B, not taking control, Alex. And I know that's a long-winded answer, but if you need help out there and you're about to retire, let me help you. Let me guide you. Let me show you the things I show our clients before they retire. So when they're in retirement and I know they're going to make a mistake, they know how to get back on track. We all make mistakes. There's nothing wrong with that. But we all have to learn the cuss word no. We also need to know our budget. And so I know this is basic for those of you listening out there. Oh, this is boring. Hey, this is real. This is real. Because what happens behind the scene is if Dad didn't let me borrow money, I guarantee I'd have gone behind the scenes to mom and beggar. I'd have done something to get that bicycle.
That never happens. What are you talking about? That would never happen. 609-488-4646. If you have questions, if you need help, guidance, and saying no every once in a while. Number 609-488-4646.
Love to help you people out there. If you have questions or concerns, I can tell you off the air, I'll help you.
And Scott, rightfully so, it's all about saving money while we're working. But in retirement, it's really about creating that income that we no longer are getting from maybe that job. So how do we take those savings, turn them into income for retirement? It seems simple, but it's complex.
It's really not simple. It seems simple when you're young, because when you're young, you just put the money in the bank and over time it grows. Time and consistency, and by just plowing it away. And as compound interest works, heck, if you get a nice compound interest, $100 a month from age zero, to 45 years old, you got what? $175,000. A little bit of money, just a little bit of money, but it's time. Then this next thing is income. I'd like you to put your noodles on if you're listening right now. And I like to use a formula that's a very powerful formula that I think you might be able to gravitate to or use. It's TR equals I plus G. TR equals I plus G. And this is a mistake I find all the time. TR equals total return. What's a total return on your investments? And how total return comes in is plus is I, the interest income or the dividend income, plus G, growth. Now, in this stock market that we're in right now, the market seems to be like a Singer's sewing machine. Make a noise, a Singer sewing machine going zzz, zzz. Yeah, that's right. Up and down. And when the market goes up and down, how can you make money? You see, when the market was screaming from the year 2001 to 2002, you could pull out money by way of growth, which means if you, let's say, had $100,000 in the bank, and here by the end of 2021, the 100,000 becomes 120,000, a 20% rate of return. And so you pull out the 10,000 bucks, or let's say 10%, piece of cake. But in an economy that is now waning and up and down, you need to focus on the I, not the G, so you can retire comfortably. Focus in the I, not the G, to retire comfortably. What's the I? Well, the I isn't growth stocks. It's income stocks. It's the steady income you're going to get from dividend or interest producing vehicles. For example, for those people that are out there at the banks right now, there are vehicles out there that right now have the ability to have some guaranteed fixed rate of return, much more than the 2%. That's what's going on right now here in the year 2022. Why? Because that's how they're designed, but the banks aren't paying anything, so you're not getting ahead. That would be why in earning money by way of interest. Imagine if you're getting 2% in the bank and you got $100,000, you're getting $2,000. But if you have $100,000 in other vehicles that are going to pay 4%, which they're out there today, well, that's a 100% increase. In other words, $4,000. Let me break it down even easier. If you had $4,000, you got $100,000, you're getting $4,000 a year of interest, not growth. That's an extra $300 a month to pay for that gas, because the gas in your car is costing you $300 a month. So investing for income. Other vehicles, Alex, out there are called investments that are paying dividends, such as short-term bonds. I'm not telling you to buy them, guys. Short-term bonds. Ladies, preferred stocks and other vehicles like them that has a contract to pay a specific amount of interest, or they would call in this world the dividend. And some pay twice a year. Some of the vehicles pay four times a year, and some of them by contract could pay monthly. And by way of contract, that's how you could invest to get that nice dividend income. So you really need to pay attention to the I, not the G, in a market that's dropping. Alex, I don't know if you understand this, but, and I'm sure you do, because if you have a growth account that made 20%, when the market starts to drop, you could have what's it down now? Almost 22%. You lost all that gains. And just to break even, you've got to make a lot of money. Invest for the I, not for the G, if you need income. And buying those income tools is a specific game plan. It's a specific way to invest for the interest income or the dividend. It's not just throw darts like many advisors today are doing. It's really focused and really extreme focus on what tools can I get to pay. And as interest rates go up, the dividend stocks can be going down, but the yield could be going up. What a great time. So if you're looking for more income, 609-488-4646. Let me help you understand investing for income, because when you're pulling money out by way of growth on a monthly basis, you actually have to sell shares of stock, the S's. You have to sell shares of stock.
Or by the seashore.
It's right, at the seashore, yeah. You have to sell a lot more shares of stock if the market's going down, which could cannibalize your assets, and it could be like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Your money has gone away, and you didn't know where it went by pulling money by way of reverse dollar cost averaging.
I love it, Scott. And if people have questions, if they want to seek out some advice, you can reach Scott 609-488-4646. You know, retirement is not a sprint. It is more like a marathon. How do you plan for something, though, when you can't even see the finish line? More financial insanity on the way.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Scott speaks about savings down by the seashore.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great.
Back to Financial Insanity with Scott McLean and co-host Alex Dingman.
Retirement definitely is not a sprint. It's maybe more like a marathon, because you have to pace yourself so you don't wear yourself out before you get to the finish line. But the challenge with the marathon of retirement is you don't really know where the finish line is. We're living longer than any generation before us. There's no telling how long that we might live. Scott, are your clients concerned about running out of money before they run out of life? And how can you help ensure that their money continues to work for them through retirement?
How do you insure them? Well, I don't know how to really insure them. I call it more educate them, Alex, because in educating people that really don't know how money works that well, and I assume everybody coming in here doesn't know it. I didn't say they're dumb. I didn't say they're uneducated. Frankly, I've got doctors coming in here, engineers coming in here, and I want to break it down real simple. But if you want to ensure that you have got income for the rest of your life, there are tools out there that can really do a very, very good job. Frankly, I think it was 2016 or 17, there was a vehicle out by a company called SBLI. Interest rates were very, very low, but they had a vehicle that paid a guaranteed 4%. Now, it wasn't heard of. This company's been around since like 1907. Very highly rated company, good company, insurance vehicle. And I don't like annuities that much. I frankly, there's four types out there. I totally really don't like two of them very rapidly, which I think people should run from. But this vehicle was called a fixed annuity and was fixed because they're fixed by 4%, like a CD. So imagine they put in $200,000 and they're going to get 4% or $8,000 a year. Now, they could either leave that money in there or they could take out $667 a month for the period of time that vehicle was. It was a guaranteed fixed vehicle. Now, by the way, the vehicles are coming back now. Now, that is one way to, by way of contract, get a guaranteed from the insurance company, who is the one guaranteeing it and backing it, not Scott McLean. But they're guaranteeing it based on the company they have and the rules. Now, the beauty is, if they were to pass away, unlike other types of annuities, their family gets the principal, if they're only pulling out the interest, if they passed away. So that's one way, Alex, to have some kind of guarantees. If you invested by way of people are investing by way of bonds, and they were buying bonds because in the old days, that was the catch-all. I buy a bond, the bond pays a 5% dividend, and I know I'm getting 5% based on the company. Of course, I have to say this with my securities hat on, if the company doesn't go bankrupt. But bonds pay way of interest. They usually pay twice a year. But if the company goes bankrupt, like our company called General Motors, when that happened, of course, you didn't get that bond. For every $100, you got 18 cents or 22 cents. So, but that's a way to get money. But is it guaranteed? Well, hopefully the company will be around. So there are other vehicles out there that can give you a steady income. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I told you the story. There's a guy named George from Staten Island. Woo! Did he have an accent? I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I've kind of got rid of my accent, and but he had a real strong accent. Came to one of our workshops as mm-hmm. I was educating them. We spoke about one vehicle, and he came in from our workshop. He said, "Hey, kid," and he threw a piece of paper on my desk, actually a contract. "I got this. My cousin sold to me." "Yeah, what is it?" I looked at it. He goes, looks at me, he sticks his chest out, and he's got this real boisterous attitude from from Staten Island, and I loved him to death, him and his wife, beautiful. And I said, "George, this contract," he goes, "yep, my cousin sold it to me. He would never hurt me. He would never take advantage of me. He sold it to me, and I'm getting a guaranteed 6% on that contract every year. Take a look, kid." I looked at the contract, and I noticed, I said, "Wow, George, would you mind if I did something?" And he said, "Sure, what do you want to do?" "Let's call the company and ask them, frankly, what this means." Mm-hmm. "Guys, I've been doing this thing now going over 41 years, but I didn't want to tell him what I read. I know how to read a contract pretty quickly. I've yeah. done pretty good in this field, but I didn't want him to think I was trying to sway him to work with me."
Sure.
So we called the insurance company, and this was 2009. And George bought this contract in 2006. Oh. So he's had the contract for 3 years. He sticks his chest out, says, "Yeah, ask any question you want." So I called him up and I asked several questions. Question number one, what's the current contract value at, and what's the highest value? "It's $354,000 is the income benefit." The guy smiles. "Sir, may," and I asked the insurance lady on the phone from the company. Now, the reason, Alex, I didn't call his agent, I wanted to get it from the horse's mouth. I wanted to hear it directly from the company, not the agent, which I get a unskewed position. And I didn't want to insult anybody. That was not my demeanor. So I asked the question. So we have $354,000. If he had to pull money out, how much does his wife, if he were to take money out, or they needed money at their mm-hmm. money in there? "Well, the current cash value in that contract right now is $187,000. He had a fit. His face gets real red, and then he says some words, four-letter words I don't say on the radio. He says, "What the are you talking about? You're full of." And so I said, whoa. I asked the representative for the company. They said, "What is that $187,000? He said, "Sir, that's the cash value." "Oh, so that's the cash value of the product?" "Yes." I said, "Well, I'm confused." Now, I knew it, but I wanted him to hear it from the company. Yep. I said, "Could you explain what the $354,000 benefit was?" And he's sitting there with a big smile as the guy's looking at my shoulder, and the operator got on the phone. "Sir, that $354,000 is what's called income for life. So the income for life, can you explain how that works?" And they said, "Yes. If he chose to take out 5% a year of the $354,000, how much would that be?" And they said, "Well, $17,700. So he can pull out, frankly, $1,475 a month for his entire life. But the cash value is only $187,000? "Yes." "Oh, all right." He was confused. There's two big numbers there. One reason why people are confused about annuities is because they can be very hard to decipher, which is why when people give us a call or when they come in, they actually show them to me, because the IRS has what's called the 1035 rule that could really help them out. But I won't go there yet. So I then asked the woman, I said, "Well, let me ask you something. If he was pulling money out, what happens if he dies? What does his wife get?" She would get the $187,000 He didn't have a death benefit on top of that, but he had $187,000 of cash value. And hopefully if that grows, it could be less. But whatever is coming out of that product, $1,475, that comes off of the $187. There was a silence. Wait a minute. Isn't there a death benefit? Yes, there's a death benefit, but if he's pulling money out and he used the annuitization and he's just simply pulling out the 5%, he could be getting, his spouse could be getting less money based on what option he chose in the contract. So I then said, well, let me ask you a question. Is there fees in this product? And there were. Alex, I don't know if anybody's out there that has a vehicle called a variable annuity. And by the way, I'm licensed. We can offer these products. I don't like them. I can service them. But at the fee, there was 5 individual fees. And it's not noted on most all of the variable annuity products. What he didn't know that he had was he was paying 4% in fees. Now, if you're doing the math, what's 4% of $300,000 out there? $12,000 in fees. Imagine paying $12,000 in fees for the past 3 years. $36,000 that comes out of the cash value. And by the way, the stock market was dropping from 2007 to 2009, and it was almost a 60% drop. Now, he was in the stock market. That's why it dropped so radically. And they could have changed it to safer vehicles, but this is a vehicle that's misunderstood. So if you're looking for some guarantees, income, as you mentioned to me, Alex, income that I can bank on, I can live on, this is why you go to someone who specializes on sound income strategies that could last the rest of your life. And knowing how to position people in those areas could be very important. By the way, there's other products out there that can get a guaranteed income for life, but this is one tool that's really, really misunderstood. I wanted to get that out there, Alex.
And it's a great example. And if you're out there and maybe you're a little overconfident about your plan, or maybe you're a little too trusting of your cousin who set you up George, you can call Scott
609-488-4646, 609-488-4646.com. Scott helping us stay sane when the markets are a little volatile. I've got questions. You've got questions. We've all got questions. Coming up next, Scott answering those questions with our mailbag segment. Stay with us. This is Financial Insanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Sounds like the mailman's here.
It's time to answer questions from the McLean Advisory Group mailbag.
Now time for one of our funnest segments. We really enjoy this, getting questions from the audience. Scott, I know you're ready for our mailbag segment. You're listening to Financial Insanity. And if you hear something and it raises an idea, concern, something you may have, 609-488-4646 is the number, 609-488-4646. And Scott, let's just jump right into it here, my friend. Here's the first question. This person's worked at the same company for 25 years. They had a 401k there. That's great. But a big merger, and now I'm not sure how to track down that account. I've definitely heard of this happening before. What tips do you have for Scott for trying to seek out that old 401k?
Wow. Well, first of all, they should have a statement at least once a month, if not once a quarter, for the statements of the 401k. If they've been there for 25 years, I can tell you they've been either not paying attention to statements, or maybe they checked off a box on their investment to make it all email, but they need to call the HR department. Of course, based on the big merger, you want to see if there's any stock options. Did they have any stock options? Were they there before the company? Obviously, you've been there for 25 years. There might be some options there. And so you need to go to the HR department, then over the investment department, ask them, of course, Where's the money? Maybe it's payroll. Maybe it's that simple, but it's being real proactive. And if you start hearing the rumbling in the street, make sure you get your affairs in order and then have a meeting with someone, with an advisor who can look at holistically their investments. And if they got laid off, not laid off, there's going to be a buyout. What's going to happen? This is a lot of questions, Eric. That's a huge question on just one simple question, but it's really, really big. And I think you're going to hear, based on the economy, how it's going, you're going to hear about perhaps layoffs. Like when I was a young kid in the 80s, they call it age discrimination. Well, now they can just go ahead and get rid of the old people because they have it contractually. So this is really important. You pay attention to your investments, your dollars, and again, where are they to make good money?
That's great, Scott. All right, another question here. This person says that they've done a pretty good job keeping track of that dreaded B word, the budget, and finances during adult life. But important question here, why is it so important to have someone else do this budgeting for you in retirement?
You know, everybody who wants to win in sports and goes into competition, they're not their own coach. They've got to get a coach. And so you might be overlooking things, maybe overseeing that how you're working out, how you throw the football, how you hit the golf ball. They need a coach. When it comes to investment, this is really, really challenging. When you try to do it yourself, you run the budget. And if you go meet with an investment advisor who's done this for many, many years, they've seen people make good mistakes and bad mistakes. There are good mistakes. You could correct things, obviously, at least you tried. But there's no do-overs in retirement. So having another set of eyes, it's almost like, it's almost like when I was looking for my keys the other day and my wife said, well, I said, where's my keys? Where'd you put my keys? Scott, look on the table. I'm looking on the table. Scott, are you looking on the table? Look to your left. I'm looking to my left. Now, obviously I was in a hurry. I need to get out. But she said, she came over to me. She grabbed my hand kindly and very calmly, luckily. A scotoma is something you don't see, even though it's right in front of you. This is why people need another fresh set of eyes, because there are no do-overs in retirement. And one mistake could cost you hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, especially in choosing your Social Security and then choosing the right investment options. Alex, next.
Why are women so much better at finding things? That's not a question that's been sent in, but it's just true. It's just
more
true.
Patient.
All right. We are going over some mailbag questions today. If you have questions, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Add.com for the website. Scott McClain, Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity. Another question here, Scott. What is your best advice for someone who maybe is 10 years away from retirement and doesn't want to make any big financial mistakes? Huge time here. If it was football, that'd be the red zone, I would think, for your retirement.
Boy, that's a great thought, 10 years. Most people come in the last 6 months or last 3 months.
Hey, I'm retiring next week, Scott. What should I do?
Exactly right. So for those people that are in or near, nearing retirement, congratulations if you're 10 years away thinking about it. Number one, pay attention to taxes. Pay attention to taxes. How can I increase my savings? Pay attention to investing, shifting from the G to the I. TR equals G plus I. TR, total return, equals growth plus interest. The goal is to starting shifting your assets to a more of an income play so you can live on the dividends and interest, not just on the growth. You can't spend growth. We spoke about that early in the segment. You can't spend growth, but you can spend the dividends and interest. 10 years away is a long time. Where do I put my money? Should I focus on a Roth IRAs as well as my 401k? Should I, if my spouse is retired, should I go ahead and continue funding my spouse's retirement? How much liquid cash do I need so when I retire, I have enough liquidity? And then I think the big cuss word most of the seniors or those becoming seniors like myself, here's a cuss word I think you need to memorize. It starts with the capital N and then the capital O. When people keep borrowing money from you, your kids keep coming to the well, perhaps you need to say no. And then I tell our clients, just tell them, my financial guy said I can't do it. Blame someone. I mean, my daughter used to want to go out and date a couple guys, and she goes, Dad, I really don't like that guy. I said, well, just tell him to come talk to me, and I'll help you out, honey. Use somebody else to help you out of that situation if you can't say no, because that's the biggest we never know when we need extra cash. It could be, A, the money is for you and your spouse if you're married. Then it's for your livelihood. Then it's for your fun enjoyment. So the go-go years, it goes to slow-go years. And maybe you can start giving it away. But it's about you first, you and your lovely spouse or your charities, but actually you and your family first, taking care of them. This is the biggest challenge I find, because what happens is when you get to that point, focus on your budget. But again, the cuss word, no. Start practicing no, because I can tell you that will start to bleed your money when you go into retirement and you're starting to help your kids. Well, they need it. Well, you're hurting yourself. It could be painful. So be very cautious of that.
If you have questions, the number for Scott, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Just a couple minutes left, Scott, and I just wanted to ask you, if somebody maybe is on the fence about coming in, giving you a holler, what can you tell people about what it's like, the first contacts with you and maybe that first visit? If somebody wants to come in, maybe if you could just kind of explain what that process is like for folks that maybe are first-time visitors, first-time callers into you.
Well, that's really enjoyable time. I think I encourage people, as Alex, you were saying, give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. Ask for Bonnie. And what will happen is Bonnie will say, okay, great. She'll schedule a time to come in or over the phone. She'll ask you some questions. She'll send you a little questionnaire, not in depth, but just to get to know you. I want to get to know people, whether it's over the phone, via the Zoom, the internet stuff, you can see each other, or coming into the office. So what's it like you come in the office? First of all, our staff is wonderful. Frankly, you can see that on our website. If you go right to our website, you'll see one of the first appointments. And when you come in, you'll be greeted by our staff is wonderful. When they answer the phone, they are wonderful. I'm very strict on that high relationship. This is a long-term deal. Then, of course, they come in. You meet the staff. Then you'll meet myself or another advisor, George. And you will absolutely get asked lots of questions. You will not be asked to do business. Let me make it real clear, Alex. When you come into our office, we want to get to know you as well as you get to know us. The second most important thing is I need to know some detailed information. So we're going to ask lots of questions. Questions that surrounding your family, who gets the money, your health, your benefits you have at work, your spouse. Perhaps your spouse passed away. Maybe you have inheritance. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff about you, because it's about who? You. When I hear people going to a financial office and giving that financial guy or gal money for the first time or going to the bank, to me, they're just double dumb. Why? You need to get to know the whole picture, not just a quick salesman. That drives me absolutely crazy when people come in there and say, well, we got a great product, and they're selling product. It's not about product. It's about, well, we don't need, if we're a carpenter, we don't need a drill and we don't need a bit. We just want that hole. Well, to get the hole, you got to have a drill and a bit. I want to know what kind of planning, what kind of personality you are. Is this a good fit for me as well as a good fit for you? It's a two-way street, because retirement planning, investment planning is a two-way street. It's got to meet. I need to know your investment strategies. I need to know your investment outlook. I need to understand the good, bad, and ugly you've been through so we can avoid those issues. This is why, whether it's one meeting or two meetings, we don't do business the first one or two meetings ever. We get to know people. This, to me, is very important.
I love it. I just love you framing that up for folks. 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. This has been another episode of Financial Insanity with Scott McClain. Great show as always, my friend. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right. You too, my friend, and everybody out there.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording. The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, and we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing or McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.